Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's Fiona, Danae and Moddy on
Hello.
The panel tonight.
No wonder we paid someone to sing that.
I know. Moddy. I can't quite get down that low. Now, tonight's our very last show for the year. We're taking a short break, about 6 weeks.
Yep.
And look, some of us will be co-hosting with Mel on the sports show over summer, so don't panic. Everyone, relax. You will still hear our voices on the airwaves.
There will still be chicks talking footy. We'll be shoehorning it in wherever we can.
Yeah, we'll be talking other sports over the summer, I think. Tennis and cricket and other things we're interested in as well. So welcome to the show, ladies. Danae, Moddy, pleasure.
As always.
As always.
Are you referring to me? Really don't know me very well, do you?
No.
Skipper.
After a year together. We're going to have a Dropkick Award tonight. Dropkick of the
really?
Year Award.
We talked about that very early in the season, but it didn't eventuate.
We just don't have time. Well, we've got an interview.
That's true.
And we've talked about the highlights and then it's done, really, isn't it?
Sure.
But the Women's League, we've got some questions that we want answered. And, of course, draft week was the last week, so...
Year. It seems to take a long time to have a draft week.
I love it.
Yeah,
Moddy and I are mad for it.
Yeah, Moddy and Bree, you are...
Yeah, trade draft, week and draft stuff, we love it.
Draft nerds texting each other all night.
I know. And she revealed that. That's embarrassing. Bree, keep it between us, will you?
Well, you can't talk to your partners about football. You've got to have an outlet,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, you do.
And we're also going to talk about the highlights of our year. We've had a big year at Chicks Talking Footy.
It's only been
months. Even a year, is it? It's since April. Beginning of April we started. So a lot's happened in that 7 or 8 months together.
Sure has.
So we're going to talk about some of the great things that have happened. So first of all, Dropkick of the Week. A year, even
well,
though we didn't do the segment.
I think very early in the year we talked about some people with some awful banners at one of the games, and we
that's
nominated
right.
them for Dropkick
had some
of
racist
the week.
Banners going yeah. on, anti-Muslim banners.
That's right.
That's right.
And then the news was so good for most of the year that we didn't get back to
I
it.
I know, we were all highlights.
Yeah. But I would like to nominate someone for every week.
Yep.
For every other week.
For the last 3 years.
For the last. And he takes out the award, and that's Stephen Dank.
Yes. He blitzed it, didn't he?
He absolutely. Everywhere you turned, he drop kicked.
He's the Patrick Dangerfield of the Dropkick Award.
He was just...
Took it the highest score ever.
What I think the football world hopes, well, I'll speak for myself and you two, is that this is now over and we don't see him talking anymore.
Can you summarise Stephen Dank's role in Australian rules football in 25 words or less?
Then or now, his role both. Now is zero.
Yep, that's
and
true.
And his role in any sport, he's banned from any sport, working with any club for eternity.
So Asada actually said he should not go near a sporting team.
A sporting team. So he's been involved with three AFL clubs and also rugby.
As a sports scientist.
Yep. In that same set of rules. So one of the AFL clubs he's with was Gold Coast, mm-hmm. which is owned by the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of people that should have known what was going on. So he apparently pushed the envelope, took bad notes or didn't take any notes. And this is what, there were supplements given that apparently weren't the wrong supplements, but then... Were they? Weren't they? Whose fault is it? All that sort of stuff. And then he just went on and on. I'm going to exonerate them. I've got a lot to say. And he just never said it.
You know.
Sorry about the 25 words or less.
the Essendon Football Club in particular, their players were banned for 12 months. They were kicked out of the finals in one season. And the saga's been going on for more than 3 years.
They lost their coach. They lost their number one assistant coach. They lost their CEO. They lost their president. They lost their head of football. I mean, this is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. And, you know, I really don't think it is the fault of James Hurd or whatever. It's not one person's fault, but this guy seems to have been, you know, he's been the bad guy.
He's the dropkick.
He's the dropkick. Anyway, there he is.
So Motti is our Essendon supporter. Yeah. On Chicks Talking Footy.
Sorry,
but and her club's been decimated through support, membership, funds, and results for the last few years. So she is well and truly entitled to name Stephen Dank as dropkick of the year.
You can hand over the award.
Thank you.
Money.
Oh, I look forward to it. You've earned it. Well, he's got some time off, as it turns out. So.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time to catch up. The Women's League. Now, we've been a bit peeved about the way the Women's League hasn't been announced very well. Danae, I know you particularly feel...
Well, so... last year they were talking – well, before last year they were talking about the AFLW. They weren't even naming it, but we thought it would be that because you'd have to have AFL in –
It'd have to be WAFL or AFLW.
And we can't have a WAFL because there's a West Australian
Football League. Exactly. Yep.
So they said, you know how we thought we'd bring it in 2020? Let's go for 2017. And all clubs have been scrambling ever since to make sure that the competition can happen in January, February 2017. But tomorrow's the 1st of December and we still don't have the fixtures. We have 8 inaugural clubs. We have 16 marquee players. We've got full lists. They've all started pre-season training. I'm a member. Many people are members of their clubs and we still don't know. I have important schedules to arrange, Skipper.
You've got your whole year to
revolve
around.
I want to go to a practice mat, to training. And I looked everywhere today on the Google machine.
I need to know when I'm giving birth.
Well, we can't help you with that.
Make sure it's not on the grand final or
so we're,
an
we're
important game.
So sources say that it will happen straight after the tennis, just like everything is advertised on Channel 7 in January. Okay. Straight after the tennis.
That's a suspicion, but that would make sense.
But we still don't know where. Will they be at the boutique grounds, Punt Road, Arden Street, Witten Oval?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Wouldn't that be brilliant, taking it back to the, you know, grassroots type vibe?
When do I get to see them in Fremantle? Will I get to see Fremantle in Melbourne? Yeah. What's happening with the Giants? People at the AFL, we love most of what you do, but this one...
Yeah, it's falling short.
No one knows.
We're not going to give you a dropkick award, but...
No way.
Maybe
but give
pick
us a fixture.
Pick up the slack.
Give us a fixture.
We want to know.
A lot. We need a lot more than just a fixture, don't we?
Invite us to the
location,
launch.
Fixture.
Yeah, do the players know?
Who's playing?
Did you know there was 16 players, 6 on the bench?
Yes.
Smaller ball, all those. Yeah, I didn't know they were all of those things.
Yeah.
16 was the exhibition game. We saw 16. So if you didn't notice then that the wingers were...
Running a lot harder. Having a beer and a pie at the time.
Yeah, see?
So.
Now, in a moment, we're going to talk about the draft, but we've had a couple of nice messages come in.
Oh, how lovely.
We just announced that this is our last show for the next 6 weeks. Dave said, I'm already missing CTF already. Don't go.
Thank you, Dave. Go to our
Facebook page or Chicks Talking Footy on the Joy website and listen to all the podcasts
You can spend the summer doing that. And then we had another message that said, oh, no, who do I complain to? I can't go weeks without you gals, from Leanne.
Thanks, Leanne.
We'll see you at one of the, you know, girls, women's AFL team
matches,
you know, when we all know.
And tune in to that sports show next Wednesday because we'll be talking with guests about football.
Yeah, so Angela Pippos and Karen Lyon, they've been doing a documentary on following the Women's League around Australia.
Fantastic.
They might know.
So they might actually have some information. But you can text in to 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. Motti, tell us a bit about the highlights of the draft. There's a lot going on.
The draft is look, I know it's not for everyone, sure, but I always find the jockeying of, you know, that sort of stuff behind the scenes and who's they're going to take and who isn't. I find that sort of stuff really interesting.
Do you also love spreadsheets, don't you?
I do like those. And do you know what?
Because I see a good connection there.
Yeah.
I think that I'm a bit too thorough. If you know what I mean. I'm sure I could just take out half of my columns and half of my rows, but I just do like them.
My challenge is that I've never seen enough of the young men that are putting themselves in the draft to be – I've never seen enough of them play, so I have absolutely no expertise in
I haven't
this.
Seen any of them play.
But you got number one pick at Essendon.
Yes, we did.
Andrew McGrath.
Yes. And I just – the thing I like about it is it's – you and the same with trade period and stuff like that. You can really see teams moulding their future.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that side of it. I go, okay, they're taking that person because they know that whoever it is that's playing now is going to retire. You know, Fremantle at some maybe 2 years ago took someone who was a power forward.
Oh,
or, you know.
Yeah, dreaming. I've been dreaming about that.
Or they didn't, but you know
years.
What I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Pav's coming
exactly
up. So,
well, you see pictures of Buddy and Ruffy with Clarkson from 10 years ago.
How cute were they?
Yeah, they were 17.
I remember that.
Oh, gosh. And so I like it from those perspectives. So you can see the plans and then hopefully the execution and things like that. Then there's always great footage about the kids
that get
picked up picked and up. Stuff. And then there's always you've probably got there, Danae, a few good stories that come out of it.
Oh, one of my favourites in the Frio selections was a boy who went to the Gold Coast 10 years ago and got a fake front page newspaper story made about Frio picking, yeah, so
fake tan, no.
Frio pick rookie Stranada, and it's up on his wall. And 10 years later, they did pick him in the rookie draft.
There's your vision board right there.
What about lovely? What is it, Mitchell Lewis or Lewis Mitchell or whatever?
Yeah, they've recruited someone called Mitchell Lewis, which I mean the irony of that.
I'm Nicole Hayes from the Outer Sanctum, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
No, oh, one of our friends, Nicole Hayes from the Outer Sanctum. Lovely, lovely. You're with Fiona Motti and Danae, and this is the final episode for the year of Chicks Talking Footy, but we will be back in about 6 weeks' time, just having a rest. But we're not even really going to rest. We're going to join Malcolm sometimes on the sports show and talk with him.
And I'm sure that the fixtures for the AFLW will be out by the time we get back.
By July next year. we've also had a message from Betty, one of our favourite.
Hello, Betty.
I'd say our
number
one of our
favourite
fans. Yeah. And Dahl, she listens all the time. Beck's
well,
mum.
They can have an arm wrestle, but number one ticket holder.
But anyway, she said, what a year, particularly Wednesday evening, 8:30 p.m, 2016 highlight and all women's presenters broadcasting weekly on Joy 94.9. A bigger highlight, CTF broadcasting at Etihad Stadium for Pride Game. Thank you, Fiona, Danae, Moddy, Bree, Beck and Rachel. Enjoy your break. Hashtag Be More Bulldog.
Thanks, well Betty. Done, Betty. Thank you.
We love you, Betty.
She's right.
That so we're going.
Massive.
So back to the draft.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the rookie draft has been quite interesting, which just took place on Monday. That's where all the those that had got ditched,
delisted.
Sorry, had hoped to get picked up, and there was some player movement, but some people didn't. So Petrie going to the West Coast is a big thing, I thought, Drew Petrie.
Yeah, and that had been talked about for some time, like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
Do you
so
think
they don't. So their Lysette and Nat Nui are both injured for the long term, so they're going to need a ruckman forward. So Drew will get games.
They've got Vardy and they've got Giles.
Yeah.
And now they've got Petrie.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and it's
Petrie. I just cannot get my head around Petrie and Sam Mitchell playing on the same team.
No,
I just it boggles my mind.
For me, it must. Did it come from Adam Simpson?
Did it come
from back in the day? You know, they play, and also Brady Rawlings is a coach at West Coast. So there must have been that. They must have been talking.
The connection.
Well, yeah, you
which
have your
good.
Little coterie.
Yeah.
Of supporters.
He must
you?
Be a solid dude, I reckon.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, I'm sure he
I actually
is.
Watched the West Coast Hawthorn Grand Final with his sister. I felt sorry for her because she was...
Name dropper?
Yeah.
Whose sister?
Adam Simpson's sister.
Oh, okay.
So she... Poor thing, we were all Hawk supporters going nuts all game and West Coast were getting slaughtered, so it was a bit boring for her.
That is taking one for the family team.
Yes.
I don't think I could do that.
I felt like a bit of an obnoxious fan. But anyway...
So there were some players that didn't get picked up, like... Jack Grimes, but
I mean Jack Grimes. So former co-captain of Melbourne
at 21.
At 21, he's about 26 now. Didn't get picked up. Xavier Richards? It's a big one.
He gambled a big thing, didn't he? And he lost that gamble. I mean, he said Sydney offered him a 2-year contract, and he said, "No, I want to play for a Melbourne team." And then no one picked him up
because he can't afford Sydney.
I mean, I can't get my head around that one.
His brother's a stockbroker, so I think he should, you know, maybe
learn to invest his money wisely.
If that's the word that goes out to the press, then that's odd.
Yeah, it's an unusual story, isn't it?
I think so, that his manager or whatever says, yeah, that's a good way to go. That's a good message to tell. Because every other club's probably gone, no.
I know that you're talking about serious... I know that you're talking about serious things, Motti.
Nah.
But I want to talk about some really serious things. I want to join in the chorus, not the North Melbourne theme song, but to say that the number three pick in the draft went to the Brisbane Lions, North Ballarat Rebels midfielder Hugh McCluggage. And I can't call him anything but Big Bags. Or I'm thinking of Gucci. Who has the best handbags? And also that Port Adelaide at number 16, Port Adelaide Power picked up at 18, Port Adelaide Power picked up Sam Powell Pepper. And I think that's worth saying a few times in a hurry.
Sam Pepper.
So I'm happy with Fremantle picked up Griffin Logue, who looks like he could be a replacement eventually for Luke McFarlane, who we missed sadly this year. I don't know if the Bombers picked up anyone else.
Yeah, no, a few good players. I think Essendon should come out of it quite well, but then, you know, what choice did they have? They were always going to go up, weren't they? No, but we had good numbers lower draft picks that we haven't had for a long time. So I think that they've got some speedier players, which is what they need.
Yeah. Fremantle picked up a ruckman, Sean Darcy, who looks like Shane Mumford already. He's about 18 and he's the size of a moving van.
Did you see Tim English?
Yeah.
He is like a pipe cleaner.
Yeah.
God love him.
Gone to the Bulldogs.
Yeah. He's just so tall and skinny. Yeah. Got a little bit of, but he is 90-odd kilos.
And just one last thing, Tendai Mazungu and Matt DeBoer went to the Fremantle players went to the Giants.
Yeah. Both went to the Giants.
Both went to the Giants. Wow. I think that's really interesting.
Giants did well.
Go team.
Now, we just wanted to talk quickly, because it is our last show, some of the highlights of the year. And we've had, I mean, I think we've had quite a journey as a team, ladies, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would very much.
You know, I did put the proposal in because Rachel, Bree and I are friends and we talk football and go games together. And I thought I honestly go to the football with girls, and that's what I've always done. And some of them have boyfriends that aren't interested in football at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought there's a space here for, you know, women to get together and talk about the game. And I wanted to particularly make it for the chicks. And Rachel and Bree hadn't done at Joy. They have a policy. You can't go on radio every week if you haven't done the course, and they hadn't at that time done the course. So I thought I could put the feelers out a bit more, and people recommended Danae, that you're well known around the station, that you're a big Freo fan, so you came on board. We met the first show.
On air.
Literally just had to go, okay, we talked a couple of times on the phone.
Yep.
Seems you'd been recommended, so we went with it. And then Dee Mason, who does the Thursday Drive, recommended Motti. So we went out for a beer, and I thought it would have been awkward if we didn't get along.
I thought about that too.
And then
Beck, is this now the time you're telling me, actually, I didn't get on well with you, Motti. Yeah, it's over now.
Embarrassing. Awkward. And then Beck came along because she did the Taste of Radio course and then wanted to, obviously a big Crows fan, and wanted to look at how we did the show. And then one time you all couldn't come on to the show, so I asked Beck if she wanted to come on, and of course she was hilarious, so we kept her.
Rookie draft.
She was in the rookie draft.
Yeah.
Updated to the senior list pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then since then, I mean, I just think about some of the guests we've interviewed this year and some of the friends we've made along the way. Like, I mean, for me, a standout is the Outer Sanctum girls. You know, I personally thought we were the only group of six girls talking about football.
Mm.
And, of course, there comes the Outer Sanctum, another group of six girls talking about football every week.
All Hawthorn supporters. All Hawthorn supporters,
so we love them even more.
That's why they appeal greatly to you, obviously.
They talk about Hawthorn even less than we do, I reckon.
Yeah. And then Adam Scroblake, he's the ruck coach. He's actually been promoted to full-time ruck coach now of St Kilda. But he also runs a sporting clothing business, TWP, and he sponsored our T-shirts. So we've got Chicks Talking Footy T-shirts. That happened pretty quickly. Who are some of the people we've interviewed?
The C-Bombs, Cecilia McIntosh, who was the first player. Yeah. She played for
the Demons at the time.
Yeah, and she played 100 games for the Demons during the year. But she is now a Pie. She is going to be on the same team as Mo Hope, her longtime rival.
She was the best defender for Mo Hope, so we'll see.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Who's going to feel those shoes?
And I loved having the LGBTIQAFL supporters, like Serena from the Rainbow Swans before the big Pride game, and Brett Sterling from Saints Pride, and Jason from the Purple Bombers.
And we did interview Paul Miller from the...
Nathan? No?
Paul Miller?
Keep going.
From the North Melbourne... LGBTI, the Blue Roos.
You're still on, you know, just by dropping your voice. They can still hear you. Favourites, Danae, was what you were saying. And I know this is, I'm jumping us straight down to the Pride match because that was...
Pride game. Remember
and
there was
controversy around that, wasn't there?
I'm always getting...
I mean, that's got to be the highlight of the year for our team,
it was unbelievable. It was 4 hours of, you know, like rabbit in a headlight in some respect. But every person...
32 people we spoke to that night.
But everyone was so lovely. And Danae and I spoke to the US ambassador, who was just a charming man.
He was great, wasn't he? Mm. Yeah. But so
he wrote a letter to thank our team for having us on and what a privilege it was. So.
And impressed by Motti and Danae.
Yeah. Yes.
So the inaugural LGBTIQ AFL supporter pride game that the AFL hosted, a game between St Kilda and Sydney, the ambassador to Australia, John Berry, pointed out that it doesn't happen across the world in any other sport. Yeah. So it's a really big deal.
Yeah,
and it was great to be part of the outside broadcast.
Other than I got corrected once. Water polo have done a pride game, but other than that, that was the first pride
game. And also
game.
Just, if I may just say, Brett Kirk.
Yeah, I thought you might.
You had a little player crush
soft
on him.
Spot no, like, no. I absolutely do. Oh,
he's even goodness. Better looking in the flesh than
unbelievable.
He is. Yeah, right. The screen.
Yeah.
I probably didn't have the same effect on me, but sure. Also, you spoke to Susan Alberti this year. She's just been such a pioneer for women's football.
And congratulations to her and the Bulldogs for winning the flag this year. Oh. I felt the great photo, there were so many great photos of that grand final aftermath, but her crying
I know.
With pearls and perfect hair after, you know, the most intense day.
She said
we loved
all she
Dr.
wanted
Susan
to see
Alberti.
In her lifetime. So.
You know, everything was right about the year from that perspective, wasn't it? That the Bulldogs won, that the AFLW was announced, that there was a Pride.
Yeah. I mean, 2016 is a year. Chicks Talking Footy started.
Chicks, exactly.
it's a year that, I mean, personally as a football supporter, I'll never forget, I think. It's just been such an amazing year.
And sorry to interrupt, Fee, but that's good coming from a Hawk who's just won the three flags previous to say that this is a special year.
Yeah,
that says a lot about footy, doesn't it?
I think for all supporters it's been a good year. It hasn't just been about who won the grand final.
No, I agree. One last, Brunette Lenkic, the author of Play On, The Hidden History of Women's Australian Rules Football. She was a great guest. She's a Freo supporter. She's a great guest. And you should go to girlsplayfooty.com and read her comparison between the players, the AFLW marquee players of 2016 compared with players of 1921.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
Hi, this is Matt Finnis, CEO of the Saints, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on 94.9 Joy FM.
That was Matt Finnis. He was the CEO of St Kilda Football Club, who had a big part in organising the Pride game between St Kilda and Sydney. So.
And was awarded the Straight Ally of the Year at the Globe Awards this year.
One of our guests at the Pride game. We're talking about some of the great guests we've had. Carolyn Wilson, I think part of what I love about doing the show is you get to interview and speak to your heroes.
Yeah.
You know, so Peter Searle, the first ever female coach in the AFL or senior coach in the
champion
AFL.
Player.
She was someone that we got to speak to this year, Tynan Winmar.
Yeah.
He became a friend of ours.
Well, Tynan became a friend of ours at the Pride match as we...
Pride game.
He danced with our team, didn't he?
We danced with him. And then he came on air the next week, which was lovely.
And one very special guest was Annie Nolan, who Liam Pickens' wife. She wore a tuxedo to the Brownlow this year and ruffled some feathers. But she was just so lovely, absolutely lovely.
I love that. Such a good story.
So you were also talking about...
I was talking about what Brunette Lenkic... that was... an enjoyable interview and a launch that we went to.
We went on an excursion to her book launch. Mm.
And so she's written for girlsplayfooty.com, and I just want to share a little bit of this about the much-decorated Daisy Pearce, who plays for Melbourne, is known for her skill and enviable winning record as well as her inspirational leadership on and off the field. A former midwife, Pearce could also be compared to Jean Flanders, a young mother who captained the Kalgoorlie ladies football team to the 1921 Premiership and was also a team selector and secretary of her club, often figuring amongst her side's best players. A typical description appeared in one match as usual, Captain Flanders played splendidly for the winners. And so all the players, the marquee players of the AFLW now are compared to 1920s women pioneer players. So check that out.
And it's a great play footy. Great book as well, Play On.
Yeah. Christmas hint.
So we used to, at different times during the year, we've all got together outside of the radio and gone on different excursions. So
All football based.
Again, so, I think with the exception of you, Danae, we all have partners that don't follow the football.
Yeah.
It's good to have a bunch of girls that we can all go on excursion
yes,
with.
Yes, it is.
We went to the Margrook TV show.
That was fun.
That was great.
If anyone wants to go, it was easy to do. You go onto their website and you request tickets, and that was fabulous. They were friendly.
It was great. Mm. Always good to watch.
We went and saw Caroline Wilson at Deakin Edge, talking about being a woman in a man's world.
The David Parkin oration this year.
Yeah. The book launch for Play On we mentioned. The women's all-star game at Witten Oval. We all went. Yeah. Most of us went to that.
Susan Alberti's got the standing ovation as she came to the stand for the start of the match.
And a ripping game. Well played.
Yeah, fantastic. I've really thoroughly enjoyed in fact, this has been one of my big highlights is just doing this show. I look forward to it every week.
Loved it.
On your skipper.
We're going to continue on next year with Chicks Talking Footy. Mm. And next week we're going to be talking, Danae and I will be hosting with Mel on That Sports Show. We've got Alex Blackwell.
An Australian cricketer.
That'll be exciting. That'll be really good.
And they just won 4-0 tie.
And Angela Pippos and Karen Lyon. They've been doing a documentary on the women's AFL league. So,
and they're both impressive women too.
Yeah, they're very impressive. We saw them at the Sports Writers Festival. So stay tuned. We'll still be around. Don't cry. Dave, Leanne and Betty will be back.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back officially as Chicks Talking Footy in January and in time for the women's league, whenever that might be starting.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.